From WGCU News, I'm Rachel Iacovone. The Charlotte Harbor National Estuary Program partnered with local nonprofit organizations and private citizens to try to restore seagrass in the Caloosahatchee River. WGCU's Andrea Perdomo recently visited a seagrass gardening site to see how the project is progressing.
Several yards from some mangrove trees nestled along the northwestern bank of the Caloosahatchee River, the executive director of CHNEP, Jennifer Hecker, is about to see the progress of seagrass that was planted over 6 months ago.
There they are! I can see the grasses inside the cage.
Historically, the river has supported vast seagrass beds, but much of it was lost in recent years, in part because of alterations in water flows in the tidal Caloosahatchee River.
This is the first documented instance in over a decade that we've had seagrasses growing and flowering in the tidal Caloosahatchee River. So we're extremely excited about this development.
Various species of seagrass were planted at five different locations along the river to see which type would be able to withstand the fickle salinity of the river water. A seagrass commonly known as eelgrass has grown several inches under cages. They're in place to protect the seedlings from being grazed upon as the plants are established.
We're basically trying to keep the seagrasses on life support right now. They are the base of the food chain. They help to support everything from crabs and fish to endangered manatees. Providing that food source for our aquatic life and our ecosystem is essential.
Hecker said the seagrasses also help to improve water quality and clarity by absorbing nutrients and sediment. In about a month, the cages will be removed, and the hope is that the seagrass beds will expand on their own. Andrea Perdomo, WGCU News, Fort Myers.